Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Record turnout, record enthusiasm. Are you guys fired up about these candidates? Are you fired up about the issues right now? I like to see it. I think our next guest likes to see it as well. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is with us via video link up at our live stream on YouTube and on X and on Facebook. Lieutenant Governor, congratulations on your dominating win last night.
Thank you so much, Jason. I'm happy to be with you.
Were you surprised by the margin of victory?
We were incredibly encouraged by the margin of victory. But I will say this, you know, we ran a grassroots people-powered campaign. I did 300 events in 112 communities since we started this race all across the state of Minnesota. And I think that really paid off last night. A lot of folks showed up. I'm grateful to them, and I will work hard to earn the trust and support of Congresswoman Craig's supporters, and also work hard to earn the support of Republicans and independents and people who don't necessarily feel like they're part of any political party.
The national narrative on this is really trying to put you in this bucket with other progressives who are left and then even more to the left, sort of democratic socialist aligned candidates, saying that you're part of that wave. For those of us in Minnesota who have seen you around as a DFLer for 20 plus years, I don't know that that quite fits. How do you read this? Do you see yourself as part of this sort of national wave?
I mean, what I see is that, you know, we ran a campaign, to make sure that people could afford the lives they want to live. And I heard from folks all across Minnesota who are done with the Washington establishment and the status quo. And so that's, you know, what we talked about on the trail. As, you know, I listened to Minnesotans, they said that they wanted a fighter, someone who's going to stand up to Donald Trump. And that's what we're going to do. What I'd also say is, you know, that, as you mentioned, I'm a DFLer. I have been a Democratic former Labor Party member as long as, since I was a kid, right? Dropping lit for my auntie when I was 3 years old in 1982 when she was running for the state Senate. So,
which already Republicans have filed a complaint about you working as a three-year-old. It just happened right now.
That's right. But
I get,
you know,
I get why people are doing this. It is a national story. And definitely the race between Angie Craig and you certainly was defined by, do voters want a more centrist, more moderate Democrat, or do they want a progressive slash more to the left Democrat?
Well, I also think what this was about and what we're seeing in races all across the country is that, you know, we said this campaign was about the many versus the money. I think that people are sick and tired of, you know, corporate PACs and special interests putting their thumb on the scale, especially, frankly, in places where they don't live. And, you know, we had about $20 million spent against us. And, you know, I'm beholden to Minnesotans. I feel pretty good about that. And I think Minnesotans do too.
Will you continue that pledge to not take corporate PAC money going into the general election?
Absolutely. It's one of the easiest decisions I've ever made. Now, that means I have to hustle a little bit more, but that's all right. You know, I've had to hustle for a lot of things in my life. But it is, you know, I think the when someone contributes to the campaign, if it's $5, $50, they feel like, you know, they're really part of it. That is also powerful. And again, I think the best way to end Citizens United and get, you know, corporate special interest dollars out of our politics is to demonstrate that we can, you know, run and win strong grassroots people powered campaigns. And that's what we're going to keep doing as we go into the general election in the fall.
So I do think this issue, though, as to whether you align yourself more with, well, and maybe the best way to get at this is to say, do you see yourself as being like a Senator Bernie Sanders or like an AOC type congressperson? Or do you see yourself like, do you see yourself? And I know you say you're a DFLer, but the Republicans are going to say over and over, no, she's not. She's DSA. She is far left, anti-Israel, Peggy Flanagan. How do you respond to that?
I mean, I think that I'm a Peggy Flanagan Democrat. You know, you name some of those folks, and I'm grateful to have their support. But I'm also grateful to have the support of the DFL party, both in the endorsement and then, you know, as we are the official nominee last night, Senator Tina Smith as well. But, you know, my work has really been grounded in helping people to afford the lives they want to live. As the executive director of Children's Defense Fund, Minnesota, I co-chaired the campaign to raise the minimum wage in the state and index it to inflation. It's also where I did a lot of work on food security. It's where we ensured that we were expanding the school breakfast program at schools all across Minnesota, and where I first started lobbying on Market Bucks, making sure that families could utilize, you know, their SNAP at local farmers markets. The other thing that I would say is, you know, paid family and medical leave is something I started working on when my kiddo was still a baby. We built a coalition. We got that done. And so, you know, I'd say this, my occupation might change, but my vocation is always the same, to make sure that children and families have what they need to thrive, and that, you know, people can afford the lives they want to live. Because right now, what I'm hearing more from anybody, you know, or what I'm hearing more than anything as I'm traveling across the state, is that people are frustrated. They can't, they're struggling to pay their bills. The high price of, you know, gas, their utilities, healthcare, it all feels incredibly out of reach. And those feel like issues that we can work on together. We don't have to agree on everything, but I certainly think you shouldn't have to be kicked into bankruptcy if you have, you know, some type of health issue. And that's why I support Medicare for All and making sure that we ban prior authorization so that some dude behind a desk or an AI bot doesn't get to determine whether or not you get the healthcare your doctors prescribe. It's also why I think, you know, farmers should be able to repair their own damn equipment. And these are things, again, that are grounded in making sure that, you know, folks can make some money, that they can maybe take a vacation every once in a while, and that the you know, Donald Trump is driving our economy right off a cliff.
So these are, as we talk with Lieutenant Governor mm-hmm. Peggy Flanigan, these are for sure, I think, the general election issues that the independent voters are going to be interested in, Republicans who might be convincible. But when you look at what motivated DFLers and Democrats to come out for you, when I asked on Blue Sky today, what is it that, you know, what do you think people underestimated about Peggy Flanigan? The universal response was anger with ICE, anger with what happened in Minnesota and ICE. Is that a conversation that you plan on continuing going forward? Is that a DFL issue, not a general election issue? Where do you kind of look at the impact of Operation Metro Surge on what has happened in this campaign?
Sure. I mean, this is the epitome of Donald Trump's cruelty and chaos, right? 3,000 ICE agents in our streets, terrorizing our communities, the economic impact, the trauma, especially to our children, and the fact that two Minnesotans lost their lives and that this agency has been able to kill with impunity. This is a big deal, and we need to make sure that the Trump administration is held to account. I also think, you know, when it comes to Michelle Tafoya, she, you know, literally used footage of ICE agents in our streets in her, you know, campaign launch. She then went on to say that ICE treated children really, really well. Well, tell that to Liam Ramos or to the kids who have had their, you know, their parents detained. You know, we can have secure borders. We can have, you know, an immigration system, and it is what I will work for, that is grounded in safety and dignity and a pathway to citizenship. I think, you know, a lot of Minnesotans, regardless of their political affiliation, were absolutely not okay with what happened here. And I know that there's people who are activated to show up for their neighbors to deliver meals or, you know, to stand on street yeah. corners outside of worship services who aren't just DFLers, but are just Minnesotans who are horrified.
When you saw the results, not just in the metro, you saw it in Duluth, you saw it all over the state, the margin of victory for you. And I do think ICE was the defining issue for DFLers coming out. I think in the general, the defining issue, at least what Republicans want the defining issue to be, is going to be fraud. And what is perceived as a sort of spend Democrat trifecta and the Walz administration. We've talked about this before. We'll talk about it again. Are you willing to take any responsibility for the fraud that has happened in Minnesota that stole millions, maybe billions of dollars from taxpayers?
I mean, it's completely unacceptable. And I, you know, want to be clear. And, you know, I've said this before, but as someone who ran a nonprofit organization that served children and families, the fact that folks would, you know, steal, these criminals would steal taxpayer dollars for their own grift and take these, you know, resources away from the people who really need them is completely unacceptable. You know, we know that 100 people have been charged, 60 have been convicted. Amy Bach, you know, the mastermind behind Feeding Our Future has
well, I said to Lisa Damith that everybody has stepped up after we found out about it. I think what taxpayers are frustrated with is that not enough was done to set up systems on the front end to prevent it. That when warning signs were raised, not enough was done there. Are there things that you think in the Senate that you could do that could help on that end? Because, we did great once we found out there were fraudsters. But on the front end, there was not enough done up front.
And Jason, I agree with you. I think more should have been done sooner. And, you know, now the Office of Inspector General, the independent office was passed with bipartisan support. The Attorney General now has additional resources to go after, you know, folks who are trying to steal Medicaid dollars. And
did you just not have power? I think the lieutenant governor sometimes gets portrayed as you're Tim Walz's number two. And sometimes it gets portrayed as like, well, the lieutenant governor like takes on projects, but it isn't exactly like you're the number two in state government. Did you not have power to intervene when the first reports of this came out?
Well, you know, the governor said the buck stops with him. He took the lead here. But I also want to be clear that, you know, all state leaders need to make sure that this fraud does not continue and that they stay two steps ahead of criminals. And, you know, that is going to mean that folks will have to continue to adapt and that sometimes policy at the legislature moves not as quickly as it should. And so my hope is that going forward, folks are going to be more nimble because I think that is what this response requires. What I would also say, though, is that, you know, I hear from Minnesotans of all political parties who are very frustrated with what they see coming out of this White House and a president who is concerned primarily about his own self-enrichment in, you know, insider trading to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, making, you know, money hand over fist with a meme coin directly from the Oval Office and giving sweet deals to folks, you know, in you know, government contracts in return for paying for this gilded ballroom. And I think that is for the Republicans, you know, especially for Michelle Tafoya, who's running for the United States Senate. I think she is going to be another yes, sir, Mr. President, senator. And boy, we don't need that. We need someone who's looking out for Minnesotans and who's going to stand up to Donald Trump. And
is there anything that Donald Trump has proposed or enacted that you agree with?
That's a big question because the list is pretty long of places where I think he needs to do much better work. But here's the deal, you know, I know that Minnesotans are frustrated with what they've seen. You know, I had a Republican come to one of our events in southwestern Minnesota, who is a farmer. And he said, I don't agree with you on everything, but I'm here because I'm incredibly frustrated that SNAP has essentially been pulled out of the ag bill. This used to be a place where Republicans and Democrats could work together. We have to get back there. And so, you know, that is, I think, what this opportunity is also about. We can rebuild these coalitions. But when we see, you know, Donald Trump and the division, the deception, and, you know, I think folks have had it. And we need to make sure that we keep this Senate seat blue, that we win back the Democratic majority in the Senate and the House, and try to get this country back on track, working for working families who are just trying to survive, but feel like, you know, Donald Trump is driving this economy off a cliff.
Peggy Flanagan, Lieutenant Governor, the DFL, dominating victory. I mean, 20 percentage points, a mandate from DFL primary voters for sure. And off we go now against Michelle Tafoya. I suspect we'll see you at the fair, right?
You're going to see me at the fair. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It's my favorite thing. I will be there, brother. We will hang out.
People can accuse Peggy Flanagan of many things, but you cannot accuse her of being a phony when it comes to the fair.
That's exactly right. I love the fair. I will be there on opening day, and I'll see you there.
Very good. Peggy Flanagan, congratulations. All women winning the Senate races for the Republican and the Democrat and the governor's candidates. So four women at the top. Bravo. I hate that it's about time because it's so like, it's about time. But like, it's four quality candidates. It should be good for Minnesota. Good debate. Thanks, Peggy. Appreciate it. 523. Lots of text coming in as always. And as always, you guys hear whatever you want to hear. I mean, that's how we do this. For those of you who don't text, this is for you. This is what we do that. Appreciate all of the text response as well. We've got enough coming your way at 5:35. It's politics free, though. I'm banning politics from enough. Only regular real life stuff that you are fed up with. We'll do that coming up in just a couple minutes here on Drive Time with DeRush.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
all at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
What surprised you most last night? Me, I was surprised. Well, two things surprised me. I thought Mike Lindell was going to win. I really did. I'm glad he didn't. I think Lisa Damith is the best Republican candidate for governor in a long time. She has a record. She's been tested through challenging times. She did work with Democrats to get a budget done. And I think in a very narrowly divided House, she kept Republicans together and managed to do it in a way that wasn't obnoxious and annoying. I will say that I thought the Trump endorsement would put Lindell over the top, and it did not. I thought that Lisa Damith needed to be tougher and go at her opponents more, and she didn't. So, pretty interesting. So that surprised me. I thought and said on the air that I thought Peggy Flanagan was going to win. I think ICE changed everything. I also think AIPAC money has become a third rail for hardcore Democrats. And over the next couple weeks, maybe we'll unpack why that is. Is it anti-Israel politics right now? Is it anti-Semitism? I think it's a little of both. But I do think there are certain lobbying groups that become like shorthand for like, oof, you're sort of a stooge. You're working for them, not working for us. And AIPAC, I think, became that for Angie Craig. So for Peggy Flanagan to not take PAC money, pretty smart. In this cycle, that has worked out well. Now, Michelle Tafoya is going to have a ton of money. Do you want to run this campaign with one hand behind your back? That may motivate DFLers to come out for you. Will it win over the convincible people? I don't know. We'll see. If it may be possible that all you need to do is motivate your base to come out. It's a turnout game. But you have to say, like, Flanagan also, I think people like to put her in this. She's this crazy leftist. But she's been the lieutenant governor for 8 years. People around the state have gotten to know her. She has been campaigning. Did she think she was going to run for governor at some point? Probably. So that sort of grassroots organizing still matters. And Angie Craig tried to do it via TV ads. And I think also people forget that if you are a U.S. rep from Eagan, that doesn't mean that anyone outside your district knows you.
Right.
How many of our congressmen can you guys name that aren't in your district? Yeah, you know Ilhan Omar, you know Tom Emmer, you know your rep, and maybe that's it.
Yeah, obviously Peggy's pushback on the money thing is going to say, I just got outspent, you know, how many times over in this primary race, and I won by 20 points, so I'm not scared of Michelle Tafoya coming in with a bunch of money. You know, obviously a general election's a far cry from a primary election, so it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. I think the most surprising thing to me last night was the margins of victory for both Peggy Flanagan and for Lisa Daymuth. I did call yesterday that Lisa Daymuth was going to win.
You were right.
But I certainly didn't see it by double digits. I certainly thought it was going to be a much closer race. Maybe not as close as Wisconsin was, but still very, very close. And I think that goes back to, obviously, Mike Lindell brought up the polling, and, you know, the polling clearly wasn't spot on. But again, polling isn't predictive, right? It's a snapshot of where you're at. And polling in a primary is very, very difficult because you're polling eligible voters, and most eligible voters don't vote in primaries.
Yeah, the latest, so, I looked at the KSTP poll, the last poll they did for the DFL side had 15% undecided.
Yeah.
Well, it's very conceivable that those 15 went to Peggy Flanagan.
Yep.
Because that's where the energy was, that's where the organizing was, that's where the phone calls and door knocking was. So that, and same with Daymuth, like she had a better game, a better organized campaign.
And to my point, you know, when you call somebody for a poll, they're very happy to give you their opinion. That doesn't mean they're going to go to a polling place and fill in a little oval.
Yeah.
And so you just, it's really, really hard when it comes to primaries to get polling right. And so, you know, Mike Lindell can look through whatever he wants to look through. He's not going to find anything. And Lisa Daymuth is going to be your candidate for governor. And that's, I think, a very good thing for Republicans.
Texters, we have a Republican that is critical of the DFL who said, I have to admit, I was impressed with this recent interview you did with Peggy Flanagan. And then other texters are saying that I gave softball questions and constantly talked over my Republican guest versus this one. I will say that I did talk over Lisa Daymuth a lot more. Part of that was a connection delay. So that was part of it. But also, Peggy Flanagan generally did not answer my questions, right? When I asked for one thing that Donald Trump has proposed that she agrees with, I think that was maybe the first time she's been asked that question. She didn't have an answer. She didn't say nothing, but she didn't have an answer. So it's a little harder to fact check and to engage when someone is pivoting. I'll get better at it. You want me to talk over everybody? Is that what you guys want? It is. We will have many times to visit with all of these candidates. Part of what I like about this group is that I would expect they'll be accessible to you guys via me. That's what this is. I'm here trying to ask questions that I think you would wonder about. Enough politics. Don't you feel that way? Like, break from those ads. No more ads for like a week anyway before they all get back on the air again. What are you fed up with? Give me real life stuff. Give me frustrations. Give me irritations. I've got a 18-year-old kid who's back at home with me. That may make an appearance on my Enough. 651-461-9226. No politics, but what have you had enough of? Drive Time back in just a minute.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's your chance. Get it off your chest. What's driving you nuts? Is it traffic? Is it your neighbor? Is it your kids? Is it your coworkers? 651-461-9226. You can call, you can text, you can send us a message on the Odyssey app. You know, I was listening to this radio station. There's a 9 to noon host. I don't know if you've heard this, Dan.
Never heard of him.
There's this guy on 9 to noon who says he doesn't ever listen to this radio station. Not really his cup of tea. What a jackass, right? I mean, seriously, could you imagine? talk radio, not for me. I do my show, but whatever the other goobers are doing. So I'm driving around yesterday morning. And did you know that Adam and Jordana do a segment called Stop It?
Stop. Sounds familiar. Wonder where they got that idea.
I mean, should I do a segment called Rate It? You can either rate it above expectations, below expectations, or meets expectations.
What about quick takes?
I've had enough of talk show hosts who are out of ideas. So out of ideas, they're stealing ours. Enough. 651-461-9226. What have you had enough of? Texter says, I've had enough of two-factor authentication. Every website, every account, no more, please. If I were running for governor, I would campaign to ban two-factor authentication on workplace apps unless your workplace pays for your phone. Because, look, for us to do our job, we have to have a phone.
Yes.
Because logging onto the text line gives me a two-factor authentication. Going to the payroll thing, Everything requires two-factor authentication. Everything requires me to have a phone. This place should pay for my damn phone. True or false?
True. When we were formerly owned by a competent corporation, they had a discount, a company discount for your cell phone.
Channel 4? What was that in the CBS days? So, yeah.
Yes.
We had that at Channel 4. Now, granted, like, the discount, I think, what was it, $20 or $40? I think it was $40 a month.
Was it that, or was that a percentage?
I don't know.
I had my head, but I don't remember.
I had to fill out an
expense
report. It's
been so long.
But $40 times 12 is $480. Would I rather make $500 more a year? Either way would be fine.
Yeah.
I get it. Two factors.
The only other side of that is, we do know at this place what it's like to be hacked.
True.
And have your life turned upside down.
It's not great.
You know, in terms of your workflow.
We have friends who've had that too. Not,
right.
Not
so,
ideal.
So to have, if the two-factor authentication is what I've got to do to make sure that my work life doesn't get disrupted like that again.
Right. But do you need it like to log on?
Kind of willing to do it.
To everything?
I think you either got to do it or not do it, right?
Too many passwords. I don't need to log into every single thing in the world. I have a low security password and a high security password. I've had enough passwords, to be honest. Sick of it. Jason, I've had enough of high dew points. We could take the heat, but the measurably high dew points really suck the enjoyment out of summer. For commentary, I go to our chief dew point correspondent, Dr. Dew, Dan Cook. Dan, your reaction to having enough of high dew points.
I could not agree more. If nothing else, what it does to my hair is really
outrageous.
Is really just criminal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Currently, dew point is 61 degrees.
What is that? What does that mean?
That's not
Do these
great.
Numbers mean anything
sure
to
do.
Any of you guys?
You haven't. How long did you work for a TV station that every other day during the summer would put up a graphic that says, here's where the uncomfortable spot is.
You
here's
think,
where the muggy spot is.
Can I tell you when I was finally taking a dang break in the morning news? Weather. I think.
Yeah, but I mean, that was just the morning. You didn't work mornings the whole time.
In 10 years of anchoring the morning show, I watched about 6 weather forecasts.
Man.
And they were doing weather every 10 minutes or so.
61's muggy, not gross.
So I found this chart on the internet.
There you go.
It says 60 to 64 is slightly humid.
Yeah.
Why do we have to have a chart to
tell us? You want it below 60, ideally. If you can get below 60, you're okay. So 61 isn't horrible.
What was wrong with just, instead of having a dew point that tells us how humid it is, we had a humidity percentage that told us how humid it was. What's wrong with humidity?
Well, because they're two slightly different things.
Ugh, nerds. You know? Like, a dew point higher than 75 is oppressive.
Yes, that's gross.
I like it better.
Didn't we have one that was nearly 80 for a few minutes? That's just
if you're going to have a chart, I want a funnier chart. You know what I mean? Like, if the dew point is 70 to 75, you're pitting out. If you're, you know what I mean? Like, just.
Or maybe is it a graphic with the stain growing larger?
Yeah, like how bad?
As it gets more, the dew point gets higher, the stain gets big. You know, I mean, they had the tiered chart there that you just showed. I mean, it could just be tiers.
I just would like funnier. I would like funnier.
Everything. You
charts.
Would just like world to be funnier place.
I do miss when the world was more funny.
Yeah.
I like to laugh. Josh texts in, enough with MnDOT. Just got home 30 minutes ago in Maple Grove from the Twins game. Josh, it's just rush hour. Oh, well, construction. Is the construction is the issue? That's fair. I've had enough of spam calls hitting my cell phone. Phone companies could stop it if they want to, but I think they're making money off the traffic. I've sort of had a break on spam. You had a stretch. There was one day you got like 5 spam calls in the same
day. Yeah, and I still get those same, because the same voicemail they leave every time, and I still get them once every 2-3 days now. But yeah, there was a period of time where it was just constant.
It was pretty bad. Let's break. 651-461-9226. What have you had enough of? No more politics. You can email me with your politics takes if you want. Jason at odyssey.com. We love when you listen to the show, and you can listen to interviews today with Lisa Damith. That is on the podcast page, so look for Drive Time with DeRussia, and Peggy Flanagan. Both those interviews available for you on podcast. Drive Time back with Enough in just a minute. I have had enough of our neighbors cutting 1 foot over on our property. We have a perfect lawn. They have crabgrass. Oh, man, I always think about that as a lawn mowing aficionado. I brush up against my neighbor, and I try to, like, I don't want to go into his yard, but I want to have my lines straight. It's a little tricky. I get it, Mark. I feel that. Jason, I have had enough of WCCO Radio always talking about controversial subjects. You guys are stirring the pot as much as national media. Shame on you. I love stirring the pot. I like having good conversations about interesting things. That is stirring the pot, if you would prefer not interesting conversations. I don't know. Isn't the idea to talk about things that, like, get you going, get you excited to join the conversation, get you passionate about something? It doesn't have to be controversy, but it should evoke response. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
We also spent a large chunk of the show yesterday talking about baseball. So always stirring the pot is hyperbole off the charts.
Man, was I stirring it.
With Audra. Well, you got Audra hit by a foul ball today, so.
Asked her how much she made in her first job.
It's true, you did. We got to call her, but I want to get mine in real quickly.
All right,
and this is going to sound political, but it's not really political.
Okay.
I've had enough of not sticky enough I voted stickers. Because I got one yesterday, and I was so excited to wear it here because it drives the noon to three guys batty.
Right.
And, you know, and the people that you like to poke them. And
they
so I was so happy to wear. And then it wasn't sticky enough, and it fell off my shirt somewhere, and I lost it, and I was very upset. Get better stickers.
What is 3M doing, right? They're the adhesive kings of the country.
I don't know.
They could have a better sticker.
They got that great double-faced tape. They could use that.
Jeff is in Sauk Rapids. Jeff, what have you had enough of?
I have had enough of this motorcycle lane splitting law.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It is insane.
I like
55 years on a motorcycle. I've never gotten injured. I've never scratched the paint, and they come up with this insanity. And
I thought it made sense. It does make sense. I think if people were actually observing what the letter of the law is, and
I don't see where it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes any sense whatsoever.
In practice, it's a nightmare.
I was sitting at a traffic light yesterday. And we're all stopped, and, well, here comes a biker down the center lane.
Yeah.
You don't hear them until they get there.
Right.
When I'm sitting still, I'm not bothering to look in the mirror. This guy comes by with log pipes, makes me nearly jump out of my skin. I had my window open because I'm having a cigarette. That's the second time that happened.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is find the legislator that proposed that bill, put him on the back of my Harley, and we're going to go up and down the road, splitting lanes between trucks with wide mirrors.
Yeah.
And after he's crapped his pants a few times, I'll take him home and let him clean up.
Jeff, very well done. He almost hit the post. He almost took my full remaining 5 seconds. But I need to say it's Continental Diamond Time Check. It's 5:58. Henry Lake coming up next.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.